for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling you. Excuse me. Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. My name is Dolores on a recorded line. How may I assist you today?
Hi, good morning. My name is Erica. Last initial B as in boy, calling in from Family First Care in regards to a mutual member.
Okay, one moment, please. I'm sorry, your name is?
Erica, last initial B as in boy.
Erica B. Erica, is it E-R-I-K-A or E-R-I-C-A?
E-R-I-C-A.
Thank you. And you're calling from?
Family First Care.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I tried to type it in. And may I have a good callback number for you, please?
267-551-7423, no extension.
Thank you. And is this a home care agency?
Yes.
And may I have your tax identification number, please?
Tax ID is 8228-43555.
And may I have the participant's Medicaid ID number, please?
One moment.
No worries, Erica.
Medicaid ID number is 140-169-2742.
Thank you. May I have the participant's full name and date of birth, please?
Paul Fritz, date of birth December 1st, 1970.
Thank you. And his address?
Address on file is 213 Hidden Forest Court, Fairless Hills, PA 19030.
I'm so sorry. The address you said is, what was the first part?
213 Hidden Forest Court.
And do you have the telephone number, please?
Yes, the phone number is 445-278-6232.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Erica. And what's the reason for the call today?
So when we last spoke with the client, he stated that he was homeless and not in a shelter and is living in the woods. And we have an authorization for home care services, but we can't service him if he's not in a home. So we've been trying to get in contact with the service coordinator, but we haven't heard back. And we haven't heard back from the client either to figure out what's going on.
All righty. Let me check to see if the service coordinator Naja is available to speak with you. You mind holding? Just give me about a minute or two, please.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Erica. One moment.
Wait.
So much for patiently holding. Okay, Naja is currently unavailable to take the call at the moment, so I'll send her the message that you called in. You're unable to provide the services because he's homeless, he's not in a shelter, and he's living in the woods. And you're not able to contact the participant.
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so she does have up to 48 business hours to return your phone call. Be mindful, we're closed on the weekends.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate this.
You're welcome, Erica. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Nope, that'll be all for today. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care of yourself, and thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices.
Thank you. You as well.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.